Welcome to the new year, and that must mean it's time for another Doctor Strangelove adventure. However, things have been very flat over the past Christmas, and spirits are down. Well, I can't see why we couldn't just have a proper Christmas tree this Christmas just gone. I mean, this ropey old bunch of twigs tied together has seen so many Christmases, it's unreal.
Money.
Yes, please.
No, Mr. B, I meant money. We ran out so much by the end of last year, we simply had to economise. You know, I'm dreaming of a frugal Xmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Scrooge.
It's nothing to do with being Scrooge, Mr. B. If you don't have the dough, you cannot make the pizza.
Funny expression. And anyway, what happened to all that money you inherited when your nan passed away, eh?
Spent it.
What on?
Sweets, Chinese takeaways, bits and bobs to make a time machine, that sort of thing, you know?
Oh, I get it, the time machine. I told you not to mess with history.
Look, I only wanted to pop back a week ago last Tuesday to stop me from buying that lottery ticket.
Why?
Well, because I didn't win anything from that ticket. Not even a tenner. By stopping me from buying it, it means I save my pound for the next week to try again.
And presumably, if you didn't win again, you'd pop back and tell yourself not to bother.
That's the ticket! Or rather, it isn't, if you see what I mean.
Hang on. It's a time machine, right? Why don't you go forwards in time a week and write down the lotto numbers and come back to now, and then they'll use those numbers to rake in the millions?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't think of that, did you?
Yes, I did. I thought about it. And I thought, that's cheating. It's highly immoral and not the sort of thing that I'd steep down to.
Yes, it is.
Give me a moment or two to reset the controls and I'll do just that.
Can't I come with you?
No, definitely not. It's far too dangerous. You might choose to put the lottery on yourself. Can't risk there being two lotto winners.
Oh, you selfish git.
I heard that.
Hey, look out. The time machine's glowing.
What? Oh, no. That means something's coming out!
Whoa, stand back!
Hasta la pasta! Hasta la pasta!
Oh no!
Who? What is it?
It's the Prickleator! Run! With a bit of luck, the Prickleator won't realise we're hiding in this cupboard.
So where did the Prickleator come from anyway?
Another time, another world.
You mean the future?
Yes, the future.
And is he like the Terminator, but just with lots and lots of prickles?
Yes, he's a cold-hearted hedgehog cyborg built to go back in time and eradicate those who dare to alter the timeline.
And that's us?
Yeah.
So where did the Prickleator come from anyway?
Another time, another world.
You mean the future?
Yes, the future.
And is he like the Terminator, but just with lots and lots of prickles?
Yes, he's a cold-hearted hedgehog cyborg built to go back in time and eradicate those who dare to alter the timeline.
And that's us?
Yeah.
But we haven't altered the timeline.
Afraid we did. Like just then, when our conversation just repeated itself.
Oh, I knew we should have sold the damn thing.
Who would we have sold it to?
Oh, I don't know, but you'd have made a fortune on eBay.
But if I did that, then the plebs would have access to my brilliant time machine, and that would severely alter the timeline.
But we haven't altered the timeline.
Afraid we did. Like just then, when our conversation just repeated itself.
Oh, nuts.
Come on, let's make a move. Before time repeats itself again.
Dying time!
Oh, the Prickleator's coming this way!
Shh! Come on! Come on! Come out of there! The Prickleator knows you're both hiding in the cupboard!
Damn it! He found out! Oh well, it's time to face the music.
Put that violin away!
Okay. Yoo-hoo! Prickleator! We're hiding in the cupboard!
Hasta la pasta, baby!
Oh, that's toilet.
Look, let me speak to him. Hey, Mr. Prickleator.
Yes?
Now, look, I know that you're an inhuman, cold-hearted, cyborg, hedgehog-killing machine, intent on blasting us both to smithereens, but why don't you, for once, just give it a rest? After all, it is New Year's Day.
Oh, you know, you are right. I must stop and think about my many sins.
Nah, you needn't bother. Come on, have a drink of eggnog with me and the doctor.
The doctor? The doctor?
Yes, Doctor Strangeglove.
Oh, thank the cosmos for that. For a moment there, I was getting you mixed up with another doctor.
Who?
That's the one.
So then, Mr. Prickle Eater, come into the living quarters. Sit down. There's plenty of room.
Oh, not very much. Oh, no. Hang on. I've just realised. I've left the iron on back at home. Must dash.
Oh, really? You're going?
Yeah. Won't be a moment. I'm back.
What on earth? There's two of them.
Two Prickolators? How can this be?
Oh, I'm the Prickolator from 10 minutes into your future. I've come to warn my previous self not to drink the eggnog as it plays havoc with his bowels, not to mention his bottom.
What? Is that so?
I should also advise my previous self that he should kill Dr. Strangeglove for the greater good.
What?
Hey, what about me?
I should also advise you to kill the other one too.
No, don't! Please! I'll be a good glove from now on. I'll stop all those ghastly, horrific experiments with my test tube elephants. I'll make more of an effort for world peace. Heck, I'll even stop biting my fingernails. Please, if you reconsider.
Yeah, we'll be good.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid one of you has to die.
Oh, no!
You killed him?
Yes, I had to. He was interfering with the timeline. And plus, he was telling me what to do. I hate that.
So, let me just get this straight. You shot yourself in the future?
Yes! What a blunder.
Oh, now you've doomed yourself to die by your own hand. You're a walking anomaly.
No, surely not.
Yes, you are.
Sorry, Prickolator from the future. I didn't mean to shoot you. Oh, now you've gone. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You shot him. He's gone. He's not going to suddenly spring up, is he?
Well, he might. Dr. S, Mr. B, leave us kindly, would you?
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah, you need time to be with yourself.
Come on, Mr. B, let's have a try of some of that eggnog.
Hey, that's it, the eggnog. That's how we get out of it.
Get out of what? I don't understand.
Oh, simples. If we drink all of the eggnog now, then the Prickolator won't be able to have any. Therefore, he wouldn't come back to the present and get shot by his past self.
Right. So, how long have we got left?
Less than 10 minutes.
We'd best start drinking then, hadn't we?
Yes, we had.
So then, Mr. B, hopefully we should have saved the life of that old prickolator.
Tomatoes.
Eh?
Well, nothing. It's just been random.
Mr. B.
Yes, Dr. S.
Need really think that time travel is possible. I mean, I know I've done it 3 or 4 times before recently, but I've never really stopped to question the logic of it.
I think anything's possible when you're this tipsy.
But I mean, have we done good? Have we saved a life?
Of course we've saved lives. We've saved ours.
Yes. What?
Well, don't you see? The Prickolator from 10 minutes into the future was dead set on killing us stone dead.
Ooh, what a blunder.
I should say so.
You just did.
Oh, thank you very much. He should be here any minute now. Any minute. And then we're dead.
I tell you what, Mr. B.
you're my best, best ever friend. And I want you to know...
what?
This is the best New Year's party I've ever had!
Oh, get off. I'm not that drunk.